Changing careers, planning a family, kids grown and gone, starting over, lost everything, don't know what to do now that you've graduated, just starting out, made it big. What do you do now? How can you transition dynamically with power and impact and get what you want from life? Hello and welcome. My name is Beverly Macy, and this is Dynamic Transitioning, your guide to personal, professional, and spiritual power. Let me tell you something. Transitions are a time of high stress with a lot of new roles and responsibilities and mixed feelings. There's this adjustment period that brings with it a decline in performance professionally and academically. And what about your spiritual center? Are you in fit spiritual condition to face adjustment periods? If we don't transition effectively in these circumstances, our poor performance can become an additional stressor, which makes the transition even more difficult to manage. And many transitions involve loss. Even moving on to something new and better is saying goodbye to something old and something familiar, something comfortable at one level or another. Transitions can really be a moment of truth for many of us. Whether it's a huge success, and by the way, transition to success is oftentimes just as complicated as transitions to, quote, losing everything, or picking up the pieces, or just, you know, the slow, steady progression through the stages of your life, you may feel powerless over conditions that change your life from the outside. It's easy to tell yourself that when you're living right, that things are going your way. But what happens when life throws you a curveball? You know, I know that all of you out there have had times in your life when you have felt enormously powerful and empowered, standing strong, facing challenges, winning no matter what, undefeated. Those are really, really good times, and I know that I hope that you'll be able to conjure that up in yourself and remember what that felt like and what it seemed like and who you were at that moment. I want to bring you a program that will help you be that person before, during, and after transitions. You don't want to be a leaf in the wind blowing willy-nilly anywhere. You want to be a firm, strong statue on a strong foundation. So that's what dynamic transitioning is going to help you do. A lot of things are happening to you during a transition. First, you're thrust into a whole new situation, which can involve any number of the following: new stimulus, new relationships, new rules, new roles, new problems. These events bring with them unpredictability and uncertainty. Sometimes these transitions are exciting and stimulating, but most of the time transition makes us anxious, overwhelmed, and drained. People say to me all the time, when this transition is over, I'm going to be fine again. You know, I just changed jobs, and when I get used to it, when I transition, I'll be fine. But in the meantime, I'm the leaf in the wind. We don't want to be that leaf in the wind. Transitions that we control ourselves, like moving to a bigger house in a nicer neighborhood, are usually easier to adjust to than the transition that's forced upon you, i.e., you're a Katrina victim. Transitions that involve positive change are easier to adapt to than those that involve negative change. This seems like it should be natural, but I'll tell you something, we don't pay attention to it. And so what happens to people is they get really, really mixed up, and they're not sure what's wrong. They might even turn to things like antidepressants. I'm losing my grip. I'm losing hold. When really what's happening is you're going through a transition and you're not prepared, and I'm going to help you be prepared and help you emerge stronger than ever. I am a student of life. I've embraced the process of the journey that I'm on by constantly growing and learning and changing and, quite frankly, transitioning. I've met some really wonderful and inspiring people along my way. Sometimes people that have power and prominence and positions of great importance, and other times just ordinary people like you and me who really are doing extraordinary things in their lives. I've heard many voices that might sound like you, and I hope that you'll find yourself in the material that I'm sharing with you today, and that my seven Point Dynamic Transitioning Program is something that you'll show some interest in, and let me know about that so I can bring more of this information to you. I've had the opportunity to be up close and personal with ordinary people, and I want to share with you one short story before I end about someone who really transitioned with dignity and grace. A woman I know was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 times. Now, being diagnosed with breast cancer once is, you know, hard enough, and going through chemotherapy and losing your hair and all of the other things that go with it. This person was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 times. I watched Helen navigate a very complicated healthcare system, deal with family anxieties, and sometimes suffer severe pain. This was not a welcome transition. And yet, she used this experience for spiritual and personal growth. She would tell me about the angels that she had encountered in the nurses at the hospital treatment center, or the kindness she experienced from the technicians in the chemotherapy department. And I got to tell you, I was really impressed. The daunting negative possibilities were always present, and yet she chose to focus on the kindness of others in a difficult situation. Think about that. We choose what we focus on, and that's part of the program that I'm going to share with you. Her power through this transition was in her perception. Instead of seeing endless waiting and mixed up appointments and all this paperwork, she focused on kindness and love, and in turn was empowered. She transitioned with grace. Dynamic Transitioning is a clear and concise 7-point program that will enable you to create a powerful and meaningful life. I want you to email me at beverlymacy@gmail.com and tell me about your experiences with transitions, and tell me about what you'd like to see and hear from me to help you through these times. We can do this. You can be that strong, solid person planted on firm foundation, winning, undefeated, successful no matter what. And I want to help you do that. Again, my name is Beverly Macy. This is Dynamic Transitioning. And until next time, remember, you can choose what you want in life, and it can be good. Thank you so much.